Howdy, howdy, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. This is welcome to My Point of View. I am your host, Peggy Slapp, and the cool news is that this is the first show I've done in probably a year. I said it's always interesting to me how a simple solution is often missed. And what I mean by that is that I tried to connect into Blog Talk Radio with Internet Explorer, and it wouldn't let me do it on my computer. So a week ago, I had my tower cleaned, and I was talking to the guy. He says, going through Google Chrome, and I can log in. And so for a year, I wasn't able to simply try a different search engine because I didn't think that that was possible. So you live and learn and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, the last time I did a Blog Talk Radio show, I was living in Chico. Now I'm living in Mount Shasta. So it's a pretty cool thing. Not as cool as you all and all that kind of good stuff. But, yeah, the interesting thing to me is that one of the things that I've learned since moving back to California is there is such a thing as the oneness of synchronicity, which is the right thing at the right time for the right reason with the right people. And it's always nice when the details that come into play are the ones that have the most usefulness, shall we say, or just a detail come into place that is something that we've looked forward to, that it's something that we've wanted, and that type of thing, and the circumstance or the situation is just a continuation of our own personal evolution, which makes it a pretty nice thing, because one of the things that I like about being here at Mount Shasta is that I literally am at a point in my life to where there's nothing to complain about. Everything works very, very well. I like my job. In December, I moved into a little one-bedroom apartment that is really nice. I have a little part-time job where I deliver parts for Baxter Auto Parts, which is really cool. And then I emcee a program every Wednesday for 3 hours. I teach a drum class for an hour every Thursday. There's about four or five different people that I play music with on a fairly regular basis. So the nice thing is that everything's happening. I'm what's known as a happy camper, and I'm fairly busy. And so it makes it pretty interesting. And the thing that's cool is that I've gotten to a point in my life to where everything is just fine, and I'm enjoying my life at times probably as much as anything else. And it can be simple stuff. That's one of the things that I like about my experience. Is that it's a pretty simple process. It's a fairly straightforward process. And every day lends itself to the next day, and then the next day, and the next day. So it makes it pretty. So it makes it pretty cool. Makes it pretty interesting. Yep. And so the nice thing is that that you know there is such a thing as getting to a point to where, for the most part, everything is well, fine, and good. And that's not to say stuff isn't going to come up. That gives us an opportunity to kind of look at things, ponder things, and that type of thing. But it means that there comes a point in which the correspondence of who we are and what we're involved with works fairly well. And I really like it here in Mount Shasta, because Mount Shasta has all kinds of things going on. And it makes it pretty interesting. You know, it's fun. Just for me, it's fun seeing how things unfold, seeing the connection that's made, and then kind of forging ahead. One of the things that's nice about being in a place like Mount Shasta is that the spirituality of me and the spirituality of the place are pretty much the same state, and so it's pretty nice. One of the nice things about Mount Shasta is I go to movies all the time, and just the last movie I saw was second best Marigold Hotel, which I liked for the most part, but parts of it I thought were misdirected, parts of it I didn't like the script, parts of it the acting didn't make sense within the context of what was conveyed. To me it was kind of a hit and miss movie, and then there were a lot of really endearing qualities about it, which is pretty cool. And the nice thing is that the theater is a sixplex, so it has six different theaters. So a lot of different kinds. One of the things, I went to see Cinderella, and I really liked it because it's fairly true to the book, which I thought was pretty cool. And I went and saw Run All Night, which is a mafia movie with Liam Neeson and Nia Harris, and that makes it pretty nice. But, you know, one of the things that I'm brought back to or struck by is that do we like our life? And does the life as we are work very well for anyone or anything? And that's one of the things that is curious, because one of the things that I've worked on for almost 50 years, 48 years to be exact, is what is human beingness? Or the answer is, what makes me the image and likeness of God, and how does one become the image and likeness of God? And I asked that question when I was 5 years old in Sunday school. And so it makes it pretty interesting, the stuff that comes. Because what one of the things that I've learned is that a lot of the stuff that we're involved with is antithetical to human beingness. It's almost like there are elements that are involved with this planet that are jealous of us as a species, consider us to be an abomination. And so consequently, the idea is to confound us and confuse us and to conflict us and confuse us and so on. And a lot of times it's not easy to sort things out from the perspective. And so it becomes, in one sense, it becomes a challenging thing. I'm just glad that within the context of my life is I'm now doing a half-hour show, because I'm on my lunch hour from my job, because Tuesday is the only day of the week that I have available, and my time is until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I work 8 to 5 with an hour for lunch. And so the nice thing is that I can leave at 1:45, get here in time and get the show up, and then once the show is over, this show is going to be over in about 16 minutes. And then I just go back to work. And then at 5 o'clock I get off, and then I start the next part of the program. And the nice thing is that I have a nice little social life that's developing here that involves music, it involves spirituality, and that type of thing. I'm being hired on the side to do gardening work. But right now it's three different people, and that brings in extra money and that type of thing. And it's just very cool, you know. And there's been a lot of growth within the context of my life since being here for the last year. And it's pretty cool, actually, because I've come to a point in my life where I actually understand. I understand what Jesus, I understand what Jesus understood that allowed him to heal. And it's very interesting because one of the things that we have to do, and it's a very straightforward process, there has to be an inherent beingness and knowingness of oneness, perfection, completeness, content, contribution, comprehensiveness, connected integration, and the idea of reintegrating back into the original state condition that surrounds the universe. I did see the movie The Theory of Everything, and I was struck by two ideas that science holds to. One is the unified field theory, and in Stephen Hawking's case, the theory of everything. I said, but the theory of everything is kind of difficult from the perspective of the ego, because the ego of light that allows for the observation of representation is only 2% of the creation. So from the perspective of the scientist's point of view, they are going to try to come up with the field, with the theory of everything, only taking into consideration 2% of what exists, because it's only what's seen. And so it becomes a daunting task. I offer the argument that humanly we are the unified field theory. It's humanly we unify what exists into a single state. My theory of everything is simply that there's God in universe, there's divinity and deity, there's Yahweh and Id, which created us and brought us to life. There's will and consciousness, love and light, positive and negative energy that exists humanly as male and female, masculine and feminine. And from the perspective of the masculine and feminine, male and female, we feel, sense, think, and fish according to ego body that is the image and likeness of God as a representation that lives by faith, trust, patience, desire, and intention. Karma, and in my case, meditation, written and read vision works, vision boards. One of the things that I work on is path, is purpose, enlightenment, and being a spokesman for God. The other thing I'm working on is the open heart, the enlivened body, and the fully activated brain. Another thing I work on is intuition, psychic ability, channeling, manifesting with a conscious mind, healing, teaching that ascends after serving others. There's also the idea of the self-sustaining, the self-regenerative, self-perpetuating, inclusion, affirmation, and involvement, the instantaneous, spontaneous, simultaneous. So one of the things that's fun is that we get to take into consideration what's going on. And so it becomes, you know, in one context, anything and everything is fine. It's well, fine, and good that within the context of the life that we're living, there's everything that we're involved with, and most people simply treat their life from the perspective of the ego body according to race, gender, education or not, job, marriage, family, and interests, and that's usually where it's left at. One of the things that we have the opportunity to do is to simply do what consciousness does, which is simply expanding what it is within the context of what it is, as it is, where it is, and so on. And it becomes an interesting process because within the context of our life, most people don't do the work. And part of the work is resolving issues, acting as catalysts. The other is developing talents. And then the other is aspiring to path as purpose, which requires enlightenment and the ability to speak. In some cases, the ability to write, actualize, demonstrate, communicate, and contribute. And there's three things that we do that with. We do that to inner Earth, surface of the planet, and secondary planet. One of the things that we have the opportunity of doing is coming to a point in the context of our life in which we evolve our sense of identity into making a contribution. And so it becomes a daunting thing in a lot of ways, because a lot of times we're not taking into consideration who we are and what we're involved with and why it is what it is, because in a blanket, the knowing the self, serving others, and aspiring to collectively ascend. And one of the cool things is that that is what we are going to do at some point in time on this planet. We are going to collectively ascend, and collective ascension involves inner Earth, the surface of the planet, and a secondary planet. One of the curious things that I was told in a psychic reading in 1982 was that from my last incarnation on this planet was in 1632 was the time frame. I was a Franciscan monk in Spain. And so for 400 years, I was involved in that secondary planet that is going to be involved with the collective ascension that takes place within our Earth surface of this planet, the secondary planet. And the teaching that I am becoming conscious of is simply that which unifies, so that people will know the nature of the self according to its design, which involves Yahweh the Creator and Id the Father of Man. It involves mind, body, and spirit of soul of God, Yahweh, Id, universe, as mind, body, spirit, soul, that's infinite, eternal, complete, total, as is, as it corresponds to sun, earth, moon, and universe, as that which radiates, absorbs, illuminates, and encompasses. And so the work that we do in one context is open the heart, enliven the body, and activate the brain. Because right now, the reason why the brain is only 6 to 10% active is because the other 90 to 94% pertain to things that are non-physical, non-human, so to speak. Because we literally unify God and universe and everything in between within the context of our humanity. And one of the cool things about our life as a representation of what it is that we get to see that aspect that our life is biased against. And what I mean by that is that every woman on the planet shows me my feminine side. Every man shows a woman her masculine side. And so I am male and female, masculine and feminine at the same time. It's the same thing. It's like right now where I live, it's a little afternoon. And it's daylight. Well, on the other side of the planet, it's nighttime, which means that you have light and dark existing at the same time. And it's not real easy at times to understand that every opposite, that the reason why there are opposites is because every idea has an antithesis to it. Every thought, every emotion has a positive and a negative side to it. And one of the things that Buddhism teaches is to get away from the idea of opposites and conflict, or good versus evil, of the idea of one aspect of what is in relationship to its flip side that is usually hidden or silent. Debbie Ford wrote a book called The Light, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers. The name of the book is The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, and she passed away, I think, in 2013. I think, or maybe last year. I heard her talk in Atlanta in 1999, and I bought her book and had her sign the book and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, you know, it's good to be back. It's good to be back in the foray. I'm slowly but surely figuring out the new system, because it's been a long time. I am hoping to have a guest on my show between now and 2040. Her name is Susan Barnes, and she's a psychic, and she's written books, and she lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And she asked me about 3 months ago if I would be interested in doing a show with her as the guest. Also, every other week, Arian Saris channels Aru Hatala of Telos, and Telos is under Mount Shasta. It's an inner Earth. She's a fifth dimensional being. And so that's what's going to happen next Tuesday. And then my show is going to be every other Tuesday. The nice thing is that I get to hear the sound of my voice in the context of Blog Talk Radio. And the cool thing is that all goes well in the scheme. And so it makes it not as nice as you folks, but it makes it nice. And it's really cool because my primary focus here in Mount Shasta is path is purpose, enlightenment, and God speaks. Because many years ago, back in the 80s, I was just chanting Nam-myoho Renge Kyo to a Gahon zone in the Butsudan. And I got a visitation from Mayor Baba. And it was just a visual of his face speaking, which was interesting because he never spoke during his teaching. He used an alphabet board, and that included books and so on. And so I was by a psychic after the vision because I didn't understand it. They said, well, you have to ask, what is the message? What is the communication? What was he saying to you? So the communication involved two things. One was read God Speaks, which was one of his books, three times, which I did. The second part of the message was simply, you are God Speaks. And so I thought that was kind of interesting. And so one of the things that I have worked on over the years is being able to speak clearly, speak concisely, and do it with a smile on my face and happiness in my heart. Anyway, the nice thing is that, I might as well give a shout out to Kathy, who's in the chat room. Welcome to my point of view and all that good stuff. So every other week I'll be doing a little 2 hour, and it goes fast, folks. I'm used to doing 2 hour shows. This show, I'm already down to a little under 3 minutes, and it is what it is. And life goes on. And so one of the suggestions that I'm going to make as a point of a development or discipline is that there's going to come a point in time in the near future when things are going to change and people are going to do one of two things. They're going to move into fear at that point, or they're going to move into love. Understand that those who move into fear are taken by Jehovah. Those who move into love are removed to inner earth or by a UFO, and after the dust settles, because there are going to be earth changes, those who choose love are going to be the core group that evolves the species until it collectively ascends. And so if people want to be part of the core group that begins the process of working towards collective ascension, it's absolutely essential to feel something real, think something to it, and share it in ways that are kind of conducive. The actual teaching is know the self according to the design, serve others as the positive path, and then aspire to collectively ascend. There is going to come a point in time in which it will be useful for people to ask to meet and make contact with that UFO that is here for the soul, because the soul gets it. The soul also goes home by the same UFO. So it's simply, I ask to meet and make contact with that UFO that is here for my soul. I ask for my soul to be taken aboard, taken to a safe place or someplace at the appropriate time. Just say that every day, and then there will come a point in time where at the right time, that will happen. And it won't be a negative thing. It will be a very positive thing. Anyway, we're down this show. This show came and went very quickly. I am your host, Douglas H. Malloy. I go by the handle Dougie Slap. This is Welcome to My Point of View. My only interest is that my life work for me effortlessly without concern. And that's one of the nice things about being here in Mount Shasta, is I've gotten to a point to where there is no concern and there is no complaint. There is only involvement. There is only enjoying. I have a little social life here that's very nice. I am busy day and night, and it's absolutely great. Anyway, I'd like to thank everybody, and we'll do it again at the same time 2 weeks from today. So you all take care, and remember that life is good, but not as good as you. And I will see you all next time. Thank you, and goodbye.